Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Give us a call at 381-1313 or tweet us at ESPN Radio Lex. Now here's Dan Reifer and Mary Jo Perino.
Good morning, Mary Jo.
Good morning, Daniel.
This feels like Sunday morning music, doesn't it?
Kind of does. He sounds like a guy that can take you to church, if you know what I mean.
Yes, absolutely. That was this is St. Paul and the Broken Bones, a band that was in town this week and played over at the Lexington Opera House. I went over there and saw him. Very good. He's soulful like Prince. His voice like hits it way up.
Yeah.
And he's got a little swagger up there on stage moving around. Like, but he doesn't look like a guy who should have swagger. You know what I mean? He's not built like Prince. He's built more like, I don't know, Jay Glazer or something, you know? Without the excessive workout regime. But they were good. They were really good. But I haven't been to a concert over there at the Opera House in a long time. I'm trying to remember who I saw last there. Maybe like saw Taj Mahal was there, or that's at least a year ago, if not two. The funny thing about that concert is I saw Taj Mahal in the early 2000s when he was probably in his 50s. And, I mean, he's lively, really good, excellent blues man. And for some reason, I just didn't think that, oh, if I'm seeing him 20 years later, 15 years later, he will be 15 years older.
You thought he's going to be the same dude.
Right. So I'm expecting the big lively show. And, no, this is Taj doing an acoustic show. His voice is, you know, aged. He's aged. It was old Taj Mahal hanging on, and it's still
he
good.
Did dialysis at intermission.
But I do not remember the Opera House only offering one beer and one beer only, and that beer being Coors Light. I just don't remember it being that way.
and you would remember that because that's an anomaly. Most places, if they have one,
it's Bud Light.
Yes.
And then the second one is probably Miller Light, isn't it?
Yeah, probably.
Before someone sells out and goes, nope, Coors Light only. Right. Like, first you do Bud Light. That's the one you go, okay, we're going to be an exclusive Bud Light venue. That's where we're going to be. Or you go Miller Light, but you don't go, nope, sorry, guys. I'm going with the third most popular domestic light beer in America. We're just doing that. We are third.
Like, we are officially just Mellow Yellow here.
Right. Dr.
Thunder.
Dr. Pibb. Dr. Thunder. Dr. K. Yeah. So then, on top of that, in this day and age, which in the last 5 years, the beer scene is completely changed. You think about 5 years ago, 10 years ago, this town didn't have Country Boy Brewing and West Six Brewing and Ethereal Brewing, and there's Mirror Twin and Blue Stallion. And all those places clearly do well enough to keep rolling. I mean, you go into a grocery store.
I was going to say, you go into a grocery store and there's, you know, they've got you that build your own six pack of just an endless different array of beers.
And there's six varieties of West Six there, and there's six varieties of Country Boy there in the stores. And so a place like the Opera House, it's not like it's, I don't know, Bogart's in Cincinnati or something. You know what I mean? It's the Opera House where you see plays, you know, Broadway plays. And so that place you would think would be a little bit more sophisticated in its selection and its offerings.
Do you think the meetings in Golden, Colorado are like, we've got to get into the Opera House in Lexington? And so they offer them a really sweet deal, maybe?
Possibly. I mean, the advantages of cornering the market on this corner of the street in Lexington? You know? I don't know. I was just baffled by it. Because even, like, you know, corporate places around town, they let the local brews in. Like, usually a corporate place is like, nah.
Yeah.
Our craft beer is Blue Moon, which is, you know,
Coors. Sold everywhere.
Yeah, Coors makes that too, by the way. So they didn't even offer Blue Moon, which Coors makes, which is, you know, artfully crafted with an orange. That was not an offering either. So I was just blown away, baffled by it. Couldn't believe it. That's not going to stop me from going to the Opera House. I'm not going to boycott the Opera House because Coors Light is the only thing they offer. But hopefully they come around to the year 2017. Or 2018 would be even better now that we're that close. We should do that. Yeah, we didn't start off by talking about the game because...
because nothing surprising happened about it. That's kind of exactly what we talked about yesterday. Exactly what we thought would happen happened. I don't think it makes me think any differently about this team at all.
Right.
Just Georgia is that much better. They're that much better.
The only thing I think differently about is Louisville has gotten their act get together again just in time. And I think Lamar Jackson said yesterday, yeah, I've been waiting an entire year for this game because I fumbled in that last one.
Yeah, and if I don't see any way he doesn't, but if he doesn't get invited back to New York, that is a travesty of epic proportions because he still truly is the best player in college football this year.
Well,
Louisville's not as good of a team as they were last year, but I think Lamar Jackson is still as electrifying.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, the numbers speak for themselves. Yeah. But Baker Mayfield might have helped Lamar Jackson yesterday by by his antics on the field, which that all started because Kansas, 1-9 Kansas.
How do you let them in your head? I was shocked. I didn't realize Kansas had won a game this year. Like, they are the worst college football team in America. The worst.
Yeah. Yeah, they're bad. So they didn't shake. Baker Mayfield goes out for the pregame handshake or the coin flip, and he walks over and extends his hand to the Kansas players, and they just put their heads and look toward the ground. And so Baker backs up, and he's like, oh, all right. Starts clapping and nodding his head. And so that when it...
And why, if you're Kansas, would you do that?
I don't know.
Because he's just going to destroy you.
Yeah, 1-9 doesn't scream good decisions on the football field, so there was just another one that wasn't. Yeah, so then after he does destroy you, then he's like, yeah! Grabs the crotch, shouts some stuff.
Which you could easily tell what he was shouting.
Yes,
it was not a secret.
You know, that's just macho guy stuff happening on a football field, but in this day and age, the camera's on you. You got to know. You know?
What if they play that as part of his, like, highlight package at the Heisman ceremony? And they slow-mo it at the very end, and that's his Heisman moment.
Even if he hadn't done this.
He's still, like, he planted the flag that one time. He, correct me if I'm wrong, did he get in trouble for his... videotaped run-in with police?
Oh, I don't know about that one.
Oh, do you remember in the off-season? He fled police. They had to tackle him to the ground?
Oh, no. I forgot.
Oh,
I missed that.
But, I mean, was he punished by Oklahoma? I don't think so.
And then, of course, he ran out into the high school football field in a fight. Remember his brother got into a fight?
Oh, my gosh. I didn't.
Do you remember that?
No, I don't.
Yeah, he was at a high school football game, and his brother got into a fight at that game. And as a spectator on the sideline, he joins the fray. He's in college. They're all in high school. He jumps in to fight him.
Yeah, he had to get tackled by police for public intoxication in Fayetteville, Arkansas.
And I think I've said this before. I get the feeling that they don't want to give it to Lamar Jackson because they don't think he is a deserving two-time winner. Like, he's not great enough to be a two-time winner.
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know that they ever will do that.
Well, they would have done it for Johnny Manziel. You know what I mean? If he'd have had back-to-back seasons that way.
I mean, he was there again, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tebow.
Yeah.
Could have probably won it twice, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't. Like, if they're not going to give it to Tebow twice, mm-mm.
But don't give it to Baker Mayfield. This guy.
Oh, they're going to give it to Baker Mayfield.
Just a bad representation.
They can't give it to Saquon Barkley anymore because he's had three games where he just wasn't really a factor, and Penn State is not in the conversation anymore, so they're not going to give it to him. He'll go to New York, but he won't win it.
Just imagine if you put Lamar Jackson on Oklahoma's team. You know what I mean? Switch quarterbacks. I mean, they would be losing their minds over the greatest, one of the greatest football players college has ever seen. That would be the narrative. But because Louisville's not had that great of a season, and he's, you know, a one-man show, they're just not going to do it.
But yet no one talks about Drew Lock. He's thrown for 75 touchdowns this year.
Boy, they thumped Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
I saw, like I said, I saw that line and said 8.5 points. What are they thinking? They're usually smart about this, but there's always some nuggets out there. I just felt like Missouri was hot on a roll. Vanderbilt's trending down. Missouri's trending up. And
that the both trends continued last night.
Yeah. Hey, listen, we're going to talk about this game coming up on Saturday. Louisville at Kentucky. And then look back at yesterday's game down there in Athens and just get the insights of John Hale from the Courier-Journal, who was down there covering the game. And we'll do that next here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show will return after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
In 2016, after spending $10 million of my own money, we passed a constitutional amendment in Florida allowing the use of medical marijuana. Here in this state, it must be implemented by our politicians and governor. For many years, I have represented those injured by unsafe drugs. Only in the United States and New Zealand are these pill pushers allowed to advertise on TV. It's outrageous. Legal opioids are killing us and destroying our families. And all the while, medical marijuana remains a solution for pain, nausea, and anxiety. We need to urge these politicians to put compassion first. Plus, it's good for the state and its financial well-being. Visit ForThePeople.com for a complete list of bad drugs being pushed on us and hurting us all. Call us on your cell phone at Pound Law. That's Pound 529. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Offices Lexington.
Coming up, the latest sports news, commentary, plus a personal plea from yours truly for the return of my pants.
You're really weird.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Arctic Cat factory-authorized clearance events is going on now at MLS Power Sports, and it's bigger than ever with rebates up to $3,500 and financing as low as 3.9% on brand-new Arctic Cat ATVs and side-by-sides. You can stop thinking and start riding. Don't miss out on your next ride and hurry into MLS Power Sports, 1030 Paris Pike in Georgetown. Offer valid for participating dealers while supplies last and subject to change. Inventory may vary by dealer. Not all applicants will qualify. See dealer for details and program dates. Always wear a helmet and don't drink and ride.
Ride! Victoriously, ride rough, ride tough, MLS Power Sports, got the ride you're looking for.
But most of all, ride victoriously.
Yeah, ride victoriously.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 200-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I like them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/deal. That's ZipRecruiter.com/deal. ZipRecruiter.com/deal.
Oh no! I broke my iPhone.
Experimat can fix it.
But how much will that cost? I'll probably have to rob a bank, hit the lottery, or hope a long-lost relative leaves me a huge sum of money.
Not at Experimac.
Experimac? What's that?
Experimac is your place for pre-owned Apple products and repair.
Repair?
Yep. iPhones, iPads, iMacs, MacBook, and Macs. You break it, Experimac repairs it. Experimac, 2380 Norman Lane, Suite 130, right next to Salsarita, or call 859-368-9265. Experimac, computers, tablets, phones, buy, sell, trade, or repair.
What's with that old lamp?
It's a magic lamp, Jeremy.
This is Brenda Satterwhite with my sons, Jeremy and Justin, from Linux of Kentucky. What are you two up to now?
Watch. I wish I could see better on foggy mornings.
Hey, look! Light bars. My turn. I wish my ride had better storage. Ooh, a diamond plate toolbox.
Boys, you don't need that lamp. You only need Linux of Kentucky. With more than 5,673 accessories, we can trick out any truck or SUV on any budget. 4 and 5 inch stainless steel oval step bars. Hard and soft folding bed covers. Retractable bed covers with the new matte finish. We got it all.
Along with expert advice and installation.
I still like the lamp, though. I wonder how it would look hanging from my rearview mirror.
You are strange, Justin.
And I wish you'd both get back to work. For truck and SUV accessories, Line Exit at Linux of Kentucky, behind the Toyota of Nicholasville Big Used Car Store.
Or linuxofky.com.
This is the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Well, as we said at the beginning of the show, what happened yesterday was expected. What's really of the bigger concern is what happens next. Yes. It's always been that way. Going into this game, that's kind of what it was. So Kentucky has a chance to finish 8-4 with a win over Louisville and Tennessee in the same year and go to a bowl game. Possibly the Liberty Bowl looks to be the favorite. John Hale joins us here from the Courier-Journal. He was in Athens yesterday. Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. So did you get back last night? Did you drive back?
No, I am still a little bit north of Atlanta where I stayed last night.
There you go. All right.
So nothing jumps out at you probably from yesterday, right? I mean, Kentucky at one point, cut it to 8 there in the third quarter on Benny Snell's touchdown. And then after that, it was just, that was all she wrote. And 381 rushing yards later for the Georgia Bulldogs, it's a blowout victory for them. But that, none of that really shocked you, right?
No, that's pretty much how I thought it was going to play out. I thought they might keep it within a couple scores for a while, and then obviously it got out of hand late. I think, if anything, it shows us that all that talk early in the year about the run defense being really good, maybe it wasn't true. As they've played teams that could run the ball better, they've given up a bunch of rushing yards. So there's still work to do there. And you can ask legitimate questions about whether it should be better 5 years into Mark Stoops' time here. I think that's a fair criticism. But I think basically what happened yesterday is what we all expected and what we knew was probably going to happen. Georgia's just way better than Kentucky is. And I think this season has proven that while Kentucky is a good team and is back at that tier that maybe Rich Brooks had them at in his tenure, they still have quite a bit of work to do before they're going to start legitimately challenging the top teams in the league and the top teams in the country, therefore.
Well, what were the injuries that came out of this game? I know Mike Edwards and Quentin Bohanna were a couple. What have you heard there?
So Mike Edwards actually came and did interviews with us yesterday, which is probably a good sign because they rarely, if ever, let guys who are seriously injured talk to the media. He was really stiff and kind of hobbled in and had to sit in a stool while he talked to us, and he certainly looked like he was in a lot of pain in the second half while he was trying to play through the hip pointer that sent him to the locker room early. But he said he's going to do everything to play next week, so I would expect him to play. Maybe they held him out of practice a couple days early in the week just to give him some rest, but I think that one's okay. Quentin Bohanna had an ankle, which is pretty much the only update we got. I think he came back in the game at one point, but I don't think he played very much in the second half, so that's something to watch in the coming days. The serious one, though, that I think would concern people is C.J. Conrad, who had some sort of left foot injury. We don't know any specifics there. Mark Stoops said he didn't think it was broken, but he didn't really know any specifics either when he talked to us after the game. But Conrad was in a boot on the sideline during the second half, and he came through the post-game press conference, because that's where the elevator was, still wearing the boot and was on crutches. So, I mean, that can walking boots are generally precautionary, and they can, you know, be on one day off the next, and maybe it you know, heals up in the next couple of days and he's fine. But that's at least a major concern, I think, going into the Louisville game, and something we'll be asking Mark Stoops about on Monday and Thursday and Wednesday and whenever else he can talk to us.
Well, it looked kind of your ankle's not supposed to turn that way, that's for sure. Yeah.
Before we get into the Louisville game, John, I kind of want to get your take on this. And we talked about it a little bit yesterday. And you mentioned, you know, where Stoops in year five might be kind of, you know, at that level of maybe above average where Rich Brooks got. And then this past week, Jaren Williams decommitted for the second time and what we all assume is the final time. To take that next step, how does Mark Stoops, and recruiting-wise, obviously, it's well documented he's been one of the better recruiters that Kentucky's maybe ever had. But to take that next step, they need a Jaren Williams to stick around. How do they do that?
I think that's a great point. I mean, I think whatever happens with the quarterback in the next month, position recruiting and the guys on the roster is going to be pivotal, because if they get everyone back next year that they should, I mean, if guys like Mike Edwards and Josh Allen and Jordan Jones, C.J. Conrad don't do what Boone Williams did last year and declare for the draft, even though they're probably, you know, the second half of the draft, maybe not get selected at all, guys. They are draft prospects, but they're not going to be early picks, maybe the exception of Josh Allen with that one report early in the year. If those guys all come back, they have a lot of pieces on this team. Obviously, Benny Snell would be a junior. They have the nucleus of the offensive line coming back. They lose Kyle Meadows and the Canes, but the Knicks barely played in the second half of the season, and they've got the E.J. Price, the transfer from USC, there to replace Meadows right away. So they're going to have a lot of good upperclassmen on that team next year on both sides of the ball. But quarterback's a huge question. And if you don't have a quarterback, none of that's going to matter, especially with the schedule being a little more difficult in terms of home road and all those things next season. So they've got to figure out something. Maybe it's Terry Wilson, the junior college guy they offered from Kansas this week. He's from Oklahoma. It's junior college in Kansas. He went to Oregon this first year, transferred to junior college. Now he's looking at several schools. Kentucky's got competition to get him. He would be a similar kind of Steven Johnson pick there. Maybe it's Drew Barker. I mean, I don't think it's really fair to evaluate what Drew's done and his limited options this year, or limited opportunities this year, just because of the score and some of those things. Another year of moving back surgery, if he's healthy in the spring, and he still has that talent, maybe Drew can be the guy next year. Maybe it's Gunnar Hoke, who knows. But they have to have a quarterback, because if they don't, and that's a question mark next year, it's going to be hard to see them winning more games than they did this year. But if they get a really good quarterback to win games with the pieces that are going to be around him, that could be one of those special years where they have the talent to win 8 or 9 games, maybe 10 games, whatever, if the schedule works out the way it can. But after that, it gets worrisome, because they're going to, I mean, they have some young guys who are playing now and are going to be good as upperclassmen, but they're going to have a lot of holes to replace in 2019. And the league, you got to imagine, is going to get better, especially division, with whatever Tennessee and Florida do with their head coaching moves this offseason. So it's only going to get more difficult. It feels like next year is a year that's really pivotal to if this thing can go to that next level that Rich Brooks didn't get to. And if Mark's going to do better than that regime did next year, I think it's really pivotal.
Talking to the Courier-Journal's John Hale here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. I brought up this yesterday after seeing that Blake Bone catch. And Blake Bone was frustrated earlier in the year and went on Instagram and said we should throw the ball more. And I think when you have a senior like Blake Bone, who has made several plays throughout the season, a big guy like Kaywan Ross, and we talked about this yesterday, Mary Jo, about how he was looked at to be, you know, Godzilla, that he was going to be such an impact player when he first got here. And he's been used, you know, sparingly, not so much. And then a guy like Taven Richardson, who has come on and been more of a go-to guy. But Kentucky just hasn't had the opportunities, enough plays, just hasn't played the way that would make you want to come to Kentucky as a receiver and maybe a quarterback, unless you are a dual threat quarterback. But does what I'm getting around to is the big name recruits, the big guys, the guys who can impact your program tremendously and take it to a next level. How are they seeing Eddie Grant's offense? If you have players like Blake Bone who are frustrated, you know?
Yeah, I think that's a good question. I mean, we saw Jeff Badette transfer in the offseason, I think basically for that reason. And I mean, obviously he's on a really good team at Oklahoma now, and he's going to have a chance to win a national championship. But I think he mostly transferred because he wanted to get to an offense where he thought he'd catch more passes and get showcased for the NFL. I mean, it's easy to forget that, I mean, when Eddie Graham was at Cincinnati and Darren Henshaw, they threw the ball all over the place and they put up video game numbers. So I think that's possible if they get the personnel to build that around, but you've got to show that for those personnel to come. As long as Benny Snell's here, I think they're going to be a run-first offense. And I think they're moving towards those dual-threat kind of quarterbacks. If Drew Barker were to win the job in the spring and he's as good as the coaching staff has said he is, I think they'd throw it more next year, but Benny would still get his touches, obviously. Otherwise, I think we're going to see more of the same, especially if they get Terry Wilson. But the question there is, in talking to his junior college coach this week, the impression he has gotten is that Terry probably wants to go to an offense that's similar to the one he got recruited at in Oregon, which was Scott Frost and the Chip Kelly system and all that. And that's not Kentucky, so maybe that's a reason they don't get him. I don't know. But until they put up those numbers, that's a question. I mean, it's obviously why a running back, why an offensive lineman would want to come play in this offense. I think that would be great for those guys. But until they throw it more, and maybe guys like Lynn Bowden can show recruits that they'll use you if you have those skills. And I think Eddie and the offensive coaches will build their system around the players they have. But it's kind of a catch-22. You're exactly right. Until they show it, do those guys show up?
All right, John, moving forward to next Saturday. This game, regardless of how good or bad the teams have been really close the last several years. As it always is, it's a rivalry game and all of that. And, of course, last year, Kentucky ends beating Louisville at Louisville when the Heisman Trophy winner fumbles the ball. He's been looking forward to this game, Lamar Jackson, for a year, he says. This is a big game for everybody involved. And it looks kind of like Louisville has gotten its groove back a little bit. And certainly Lamar Jackson ought to be invited back to New York. I'm not saying he's going to win it again, but he is one of the top five players in college football for sure. And so how do you see this shaking out next week?
Yeah, it's going to be fun for sure. I mean, I think Louisville's defense is pretty bad. I think obviously Lamar is going to get his. So I don't think Kentucky can stop him if he's playing at the way he's capable and the way he's played for the last 2 years. So it could be, a shootout. I mean, I think Kentucky's hope is that they do what they do when they win games and Benny Snell runs and they control the clock and maybe that keeps the score down a little bit. But I think both teams are going to get some points on Saturday. We'll see. I think it's interesting to note that those games have been really close since Mark Stoops got here, even the three they lost before last year. But their schedule has set up in such a way that in each of those games, they've either played a really bad team like Charlotte, Austin Peay, I think Miami, Ohio 1 year, or they had a bye week the week before Louisville to get healthy and to be 100% going into that game. That's obviously not going to be the case this year with what happened last night and some of the injuries they picked up there. So I'm interested to see if that affects Kentucky at all. Steven Johnson obviously got hit way more times again last night, and eventually you got to wonder if one of those is going to keep him out for a bit. But for now, he's there. They have the options. I think we're going to see a lot of points. I think it's going to be close again because every game in this series seems to be close. Every game Kentucky plays outside of Mississippi State and Georgia, the best teams they've played on the schedule have been close. I don't know what I'm going to pick yet. I'm going to hold out a couple of days before I do it, but it's going to be really interesting, and I think Lamar is going to have a huge day either way.
It doesn't impact the game yesterday, the final score or the outcome. But Steven Johnson was absolutely body slammed after a play was over. and I just couldn't believe it.
I just couldn't believe
there was no flag on that play.
They call flags on so many different things.
I just could not believe it.
And he picked him up and body slammed.
And it was over. The play was over, basically. Anyways, I digress. But yeah, that's him taking another massive hit.
And a beating.
Yeah.
Just a beating the whole day.
He did.
Yeah, he was real frustrated, you could tell, with that call. I mean, he got asked about it afterwards, and he admitted that he was frustrated with it. And then I asked him if he'd ever gotten a personal or an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty in his career because he got one of those late, and that just doesn't seem like Steven. And you can argue whether that was legitimate or not. Kind of bumped the guy, but we'll see. And Steven just said, paused and said, I don't think so. And then he just kind of smiled, basically. I think the implication being that he shouldn't have gotten one there. So you can tell that it's an issue. I mean, I think he
did Baker Mayfield get one? My God.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Stephen basically said they knew going into the game that they weren't going to get many calls. I'm not sure how the league office likes those kind of comments, but yeah. Kentucky fans, after what they saw last night and have seen historically, I'm sure would not argue with that.
All right, now, just from what I've been reading over the last week or so, it appears maybe the Liberty Bowl is the favorite for Kentucky. Is that what you say? I know you've been following it and kind of keeping up and asking people who make these decisions about Kentucky's bowl destination. Would you put the Liberty Bowl as the favorite?
I'd put it right up there with the Music City Bowl. I talked to Steve Earhart, who's their executive director, a couple weeks ago, and I know he did another interview, I think, with SEC Country this week, basically said the same thing, that they really are interested in Kentucky, and he and Mitch Barnhart talked in the spring when Steve came up for a basketball game, and then obviously the basketball team was in Memphis for the tournament, about how it's about time for Kentucky to be back in the Liberty Bowl, and there since 2008. So I think the Liberty Bowl would definitely want them if they're available. But the way that pool works is the teams rank their priorities, the bowls rank their priorities, and the league actually sends them based on a bunch of different criteria. I do think the Music City Bowl, though, is right there, if not maybe a little bit ahead. Obviously, that crowd they got at Vanderbilt a couple of weeks ago, I think that helps.
Yeah,
I think that that Kentucky could probably sell that to fans a little bit more, is more exciting. And even though it's the same day as the UK-UofL basketball game, I think the basketball game's at 1:00. Bowl games at 4:00, so you could sell that pretty easily. As if you don't have a basketball ticket, come to Nashville, watch the basketball game in the bar with a bunch of other Kentucky fans, and then go watch the football game afterwards. I think that would be kind of fun. So maybe I put the Music City Bowl a little bit ahead of it. The other factor here is if the SEC gets 3 teams in the New Year's Six, Georgia, Auburn, Alabama, they have a 4th team that goes to the Citrus. They don't actually have enough bowl eligible teams now to fill all the bowls in the pool of 6. If one of those teams knocks down, they get it filled. But one of those bowls may have to go somewhere else. And I think, just looking at it, I just wrote something that's going to go up on the website later, it might make more sense for the SEC to send like a Texas A&M or somebody to Liberty Bowl and send Kentucky to Nashville, just with the geographic considerations and the other teams they're going to have to fill there. But I would be really surprised at this point if Kentucky's not at Liberty or Music City. Maybe if they beat Louisville Saturday, they'd have an argument for the Outback Bowl, but I think LSU, Mississippi State, Texas A&M, South Carolina are probably more likely there. Mm-hmm. So I'd basically be shocked at this point if it's not one of the 2 Tennessee bowls.
Not a slip of the tongue, though, John, because Missouri is now bowl eligible.
Yeah, I think Missouri, I was looking at it today, the Texas Bowl generally takes an SEC West team, but I don't think it's going to work out that way this year because A&M and LSU have been there the last 2 years. I think it would make a lot of sense for Missouri to go to the Texas Bowl and play a former Big 12 team there. That would be kind of fun, I think, too.
Well, obviously, UK fans love Nashville. It's such a short trip, and the town is just made for big crowds, for bowl games, SEC tournaments. But if Kentucky loses to Louisville in basketball that day, I mean, they might all just go home, you know,
yeah,
not even show up to the game. It would maybe affect the crowd just a little.
But it also could be such a super fun day.
Well,
like,
yeah.
Like the, yeah. How John put it, I mean, just go sit in one of the honky-tonks and watch the cats pound the cards. And
yeah.
Ideal.
Yes, that's ideal. That is custom built for that. Well, listen, John, thank you very much for taking time for us this morning, and safe travels coming back.
Anytime, guys.
All right.
Thank you, John.
John Hale from the Courier-Journal here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. We'll take your calls, 381-1313, after this.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show will return after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Shouldn't you have a checking account that makes your life easier? Introducing Easy Checking from Republic Bank. Relax with no minimum balance or monthly maintenance fees. Easily send money through our app with Mobile Pop Money. Log into your account by scanning your finger or eye with your smartphone. And for easy access to your money, you can use 85,000 surcharge-free ATMs worldwide. Easy Checking for your hard-earned money. We're Republic Bank, and it's just easier here. $50 required to open checking account. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
Warning: if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears.
because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-661-4694. That's 1-800-661-4694. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-661-4694. 1-800-661-4694. 1-800-661-4694.
Now is a great time to volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Volunteering is an opportunity to directly impact lives.
To see a life changed, to have it flourish in front of you. And the mission is a great place to volunteer to see that. You really get to see the results of your input.
And anyone can do it. So no matter how much time you might be able to give, a little or a lot, volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Call us at 381-9600.
Lina's Irish Bar and Grill is under new local ownership and is now open for lunch. Serving locally sourced, delicious Kentucky food, we butcher, cure, and smoke our pastrami in-house, and our world-famous O'Round Burger will have you licking your lips and coming back for more. If it's a beer you want, there's over 20 craft beers on tap and drink specials throughout the week. Check out our Facebook page for our weekly live music schedule. And here at Lina's, we are the home of soccer in Lexington. Our unique atmosphere is the best in town and the only spot to cheer on the Cats. Lina's Irish Bar and Grill, located just off of UK's campus at 384 Woodland Avenue, locally owned, Kentucky proud.
Shouldn't you have a checking account that makes your life easier? Introducing Easy Checking from Republic Bank. Relax with no minimum balance or monthly maintenance fees. Easily send money through our app with Mobile Pop Money. Log into your account by scanning your finger or eye with your smartphone. And for easy access to your money, you can use 85,000 surcharge-free ATMs worldwide. Easy Checking for your hard-earned money. We're Republic Bank, and it's just easier here. $50 required to open checking account. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
Ed, get in here and shut the door.
What's up, boss?
What's up? You have to ask Ed?
Yes, sir. Usually, sir.
Ed, you're naked as a jaybird.
Correctamundo, sir. Just as you ordered.
I what?
You told us Jimmy John's was going all natural, sir.
No, Ed. I told you our meats are now all natural.
Huh?
That's meats, Ed, not employees.
Oh, I get it now. It's our meats that are all natural.
Yes, Ed. Wood smoked ham, choice roast beef, real fresh turkey breast, all natural and freaky fresh.
How embarrassing.
No kidding. It's a good thing I got to you before your first delivery.
Well, I already spread the word, sir, and...
Naked?
Oh, no.
He's what? Naked?
Naked.
He's naked.
Coming up, the latest sports news, commentary, plus how I woo the ladies with my sexy voice and love of scrapbooking. ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This is the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
So I remember last year, Kentucky played Austin Peay right before, I think, the Louisville, or was that Charlotte? So maybe it was the year before. Anyway, I took my kids to Austin Peay to that football game. And at the time, I think Austin Peay had lost something like 15 in a row or something like that. They were on the longest losing streak in college football at the time, whatever. And so it just fascinated one of my kids. He just was always like, so is Austin Peay still the worst team? Like, have they still not won? You know? And Kentucky just destroyed them. You know, it was like touchdown every year. You get a touchdown and you get a touchdown and you get a touchdown. And so even just like the other day, he asked something about Austin Peay. Daddy, do you know, has Austin Peay won a game yet? It's been 2 years. Well, I'm here to tell you, Austin Peay has won 7 games for the first time in program history.
Wow.
Yes. Go Pee. Yeah.
You know, losing to Kentucky seems to really turn everyone around, doesn't it? Like, Derek Mason, the Vandy coach, after last week losing to Kentucky, finally really came out and was like, this is disgusting, disappointing, like horrible. We've got to turn things around. Obviously, they didn't. But it's like, boy, that losing
Tennessee
to Kentucky,
fires their coach.
That losing to Kentucky really kicks you in the gut. That's the wake-up call.
For Tennessee, for sure. Which Austin Peay's in at Tennessee. Great nickname, by the way. The Governors.
Governors.
Hello, Governor. Anyway, so Thanksgiving always seems to bring out like Christmas list, doesn't it?
Yes.
Like it's the time. That's the time that you let everyone know because Black Friday is coming up. So you ask, hey, what do you want? What do you want? Give me some ideas. And then you give your ideas because it's the shopping week,
yes.
The shopping season. So what do you got that you're looking for?
Right. So I get a list from Sam, my son, my 11-year-old. And it is, it's not a lengthy list, but everything on there is expensive. Everything.
Right.
So it just goes to a different level once you're like, get above 10.
Yeah.
It's just, I want shoes that are $1 million and
phones
this.
And yes. Gaming systems.
Yeah. And nothing is, there's not like a, get me a Lego set anymore. it just doesn't happen. So he really wants, you know, he's really into wearing NFL jerseys.
Who isn't?
Right. But now he only wants the Color Rush ones that they wear on Thursday nights. And truly, he doesn't even like have a favorite player that it has to be or anything. But he picked out like four of them and told me these are, you know, the four that I really like.
Who are the players, by the way?
So the Josh Norman Redskins.
Yeah.
DeAndre Hopkins for the Texans. And I think mostly it's he likes the Color Rush jersey.
Yeah.
Marshawn Lynch, the Raiders.
Jerry.
Yes. And
what is the Raiders Color Rush jersey? Is it just a bright gray?
No, it's like white. With silver.
Okay.
It looks really sweet. Yeah.
Okay.
And he was like, I don't know, Mommy, should I get Stephon Diggs? I'm like, why would you not get a Vikings one? But whatever.
When I was a kid, the colors were big too.
Yeah.
I was a Seahawks fan because of the colors and the Seahawks.
So that's what he wants, right?
Yeah.
But they're $80 a pop. You know, I mean, that's a lot. So yeah. I see this ad last night for, it says Black Friday, NFL jerseys 80% off. Wow.
What?
80%. And those things never go on sale. Right? 80% off.
Maybe all the national anthem stuff. They're so, like cutting prices left and right.
And so I go to this site and sure enough, I mean, everything is legit.
Yeah.
And I find these Color Rush jerseys for like $24.99.
Oh, jackpot.
Jackpot.
Nice.
So I try one credit card.
You could get all four, which previously would have cost you $320 at a bargain of $100.
Yeah. So I try one credit card twice that is declined and doesn't go through.
Okay.
So it doesn't dawn on me. Maybe there's a reason, right? So
yeah, because it doesn't go through because you have no money in your account. You.
Yeah, it just
said.
Yeah, so I typed it in a second time because I thought, well, maybe I put the numbers in wrong or whatever.
Right.
Still no go. Mm-hmm. Then get a phone call from the bank and, you know, is this legit? Whatever. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go grab another card.
That's after the phone call.
That's why we have multiple cards. God, I hope my husband's not listening. He'll murder me. And so I order these jerseys. And it wasn't until later, because then that card also sent me an email that was like, please verify if this was a purchase you tried to make. So then I go on back on this website and there's an FAQ section, frequently asked questions. And
after three credit card tries here.
So all of the questions are hilarious. And I probably should have done my research before, but this is maybe my favorite one. How do I can return the items to your company is the question. The answer is, if the product's quality is no problem, we can't to accept the return it. If there's a few problems of goods, for example, the stain or the line did not cut off clearly, we hope you can try to wash it or clean it by alcohol. Sometime it can work. If the size is small for you, or when you received your jersey, you find you do not like it and so on, this problem we don't accept. Love this question, too. Why do you charge my card more than your product price? which they did. It was like $5 more than what it says.
Wow.
So either I am going to get these jerseys at a steal of a deal,
or you're not going to have any money for Christmas because it's been taken.
Or we are in financial ruin.
Yeah.
So it's one of the two. But a lesson for you. OfficialNFLShopping.com
is from another country.
Is not, yeah.
And raises a red flag with every bank in America.
Yeah.
They immediately go, wait a minute. Something fishy's going on here. Well, it's going to be, you know, a problem. I mean, there are going to be some hard times for people.
That's going to be a problem.
Because so much online shopping and these scammers create websites that look
Identical.
Yeah. Like Netflix did it, or someone ripped off Netflix last week. It was a worldwide scam where they targeted Netflix's customers and just said, hey, your account's invalid. You've got to update it. And you go and click the link, and it's a website that looks identical to Netflix, and it asks for your credit card information so it can charge you your monthly Netflix fee. And instead, they just take all the monies.
Yeah. I did not get that email, thank God, because clearly I would have given that number right up. So I'll keep you posted in about 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah.
Which is what they say is
Valentine's Day.
Time deliver to your country. Hi.
All right. Look, we got Jeff on the line. We'll get to him next. We got to get to a break. Back with more on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show will return after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Shouldn't you have a checking account that makes your life easier? Introducing Easy Checking from Republic Bank. Relax with no minimum balance or monthly maintenance fees. Easily send money through our app with Mobile Pop Money. Log into your account by scanning your finger or eye with your smartphone. And for easy access to your money, you can use 85,000 surcharge-free ATMs worldwide. Easy checking for your hard-earned money. We're Republic Bank, and it's just easier here. $50 required to open checking account. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
Black Friday is about getting a great deal. Well, how about this one? At Tony's Steaks and Seafood, we believe in generosity. So on Black Friday only, visit our Lexington restaurant, purchase a $100 gift card, and you pay only $80. It's not valid for phone purchases, so come on in or go to tonysoflexington.com. It's valid only at the Lexington location. Drop by Tony's at 401 West Main or visit online. It's Tony's Steaks and Seafood.
This holiday season, please help Bluegrass Auto Body help our firefighters fill the fire truck by bringing a new unwrapped gift like a remote control fire truck or car to either of our locations, 1040 West High Street or 309 Rucio Way. All year, Bluegrass Auto Body makes trucks and cars like new. Help us help our firefighters make the holidays brighter for underprivileged kids in the Bluegrass. Firefighters do so much for us. Let's do something wonderful for them and fill the fire truck.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Kentucky. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result, it transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the Kentucky High School Athletic Association and the Kentucky High School Athletic Directors Association.
Under new local ownership, Lina's Irish Bar and Grill is the home of soccer in Lexington. We are open from 7 a.m. on Saturdays and Sundays for live EPL coverage. Serving fresh, delicious food with over 20 craft beers on tap, we have the best atmosphere in town. We also have live music on Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturday nights. We are located at 384 Woodland Avenue, so drop in, have a beer, and cheer on your favorite team. Lina's, the home of soccer in Lexington.
Sports. You love it. We love it. Even my ex-wife loves it. Which is shocking, because it shows her cold black heart is capable of loving something other than herself. ESPN Sports Radio 1300. This is the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
It seems like the weather is getting worse as we speak. How does this affect the game?
What?
If anyone would have liked the weather in Knoxville last night, it was Ed Orgeron.
Ed Orgeron, he's built for this.
Yeah,
he's built
yeah.
for it. That was just great. Did you see, did you follow any of that stuff about, okay, John Gruden is sitting at a table eating dinner with Peyton Manning at Calhoun's on the River. I even mentioned Calhoun's on the River yesterday. And sure enough, a groomer came out of it. And it went as far as someone at the restaurant confirming to a reporter that, yes, John Gruden was at Calhoun's today. And then that person who gave the reporter that information from the restaurant came out and said, I got erroneous information. What are you doing giving out confirmations of anything if you didn't see it with your own eyes? So secondhand to secondhand to secondhand, it's reported that John Gruden is
Don't people know that none of these guys show up in that city?
Yeah.
No, regardless of the city, like, these are phone calls. These are secret meetings in offices.
Mm-hmm. They're not out at Calhoun's on the River.
No.
Eating with the most famous and well-known player to ever play at Tennessee.
No.
Peyton Manning. Plus, NFL Monday Night Football, those guys just don't get there on Monday and then do the game. So John Gruden is going to be at the Seattle Seahawks game on Monday night. And so they do stuff with the team several days in advance.
He's in the trailer with Russell Wilson talking about being a quarterback.
And a grinder. I love it. He does not need to go into coaching. Stay in the booth.
Yeah, I like him in the booth.
I do too. So he is in Seattle getting ready for Monday Night Football. That's what he's doing. He's not at Calhoun's on the River. But look, we poke fun. Same deal when Kentucky's looking for a basketball coach or a football coach. It's
how many horse farms had Billy Donovan bought?
Yeah. He owns half of Versailles Road
out there
towards Keeneland. That's all Billy Donovan property. All of it. He bought it years ago, and then he bought it again.
I think he owns the castle now.
Yes, he does. It's just a place he can go when the job opens. Yeah. I mean, look, I was standing on top of a live truck at the airport waiting for Calipari to arrive. That's where we went in our coverage. That wasn't me being a fan. That was covering it. Remember, they put up on TV the flight tracker. You remember that? The flight tracker tracking the airplane that had left Memphis? Yeah.
And Cutler running on the runway behind the plane?
No.
Just kidding.
All right, we got to get to Jeff. I forgot. Jeff, good morning. Thanks for hanging on.
Good morning, Jeff.
How's it going, Mary Jo?
Good.
I just wanted to ask you, you could ask Alan Cutler for an advance to get some more money. So ask Alan Cutler. Mm-hmm. He's probably got plenty of money.
Well, you don't know. He may, but he isn't giving it up to me or anyone else. I can tell you that.
There's a joke there.
I understand. You guys were talking about Austin Peay there for a little bit. They won their last game of the regular season yesterday. They finished 8-4 and finished 7-1 in the OVC. Most OVC wins in history.
Yeah.
They finished second in the OVC, and they've got an outside shot. The playoff pairs are going to be announced here in about an hour. And so they've got an outside shot to make the FCS playoffs for the first time ever. And when they won at Eastern, I guess it was 2 weeks ago or a week ago, 2 weeks ago, whatever it was, that was the first time that they'd won in Richmond since 1977 when they won their only OVC championship. But I want to talk about the game yesterday. I thought Eddie Grant did a terrible job play calling yesterday. Kentucky had a real opportunity early when they got that interception. They ran three straight plays and got a first down. And instead of keep on pounding it and try to get a touchdown with Benny Snell or Shem King or whatever, they throw three straight passes, incompletions, and get a field goal. And then, you know, to me, it was one of Eddie Grant's worst games yesterday as far as play calling. You know, they should have kept pounding the ball, and they had a real opportunity early. If they could have went down and got a touchdown, went up 7-0, it might have been a different ball game. As far as that goes, but you know, the defense wasn't very good. They gave up close to 400 yards rushing. That's, you know, and you knew they were going to give up some yards to Michelle and much of, but you know, they played real bad, and they're going to have to bounce back again. You know, they've done it all year. I don't know if they can bounce back against Louisville. It's a big game, like the column said on CatchPaws.com this morning. It's a big game for Mark Stoops to be able to get to 8 wins in a regular season for the first time since the 1980s.
Yeah.
Well, they haven't lost back to back games this year. They've always bounced back after a loss and won their next game. So hopefully that holds true.
I hope they do too because you know they really need this game because, like I said, 8 wins for the first time in a while. But Gary Danielson kind of mentioned it yesterday on the broadcast that Mark Stoops still doesn't have that signature win at Kentucky. He still doesn't have that big win. You know, he was referencing Wisconsin when Alvarez was there.
Right.
I think maybe in the early 90s they beat Ohio State or something, and that turned their whole program around. So he still doesn't have that big signature win. But the thing I did see yesterday about bowl projections is Kentucky in the Liberty Bowl playing Texas. That's the bowl projection I saw yesterday.
Well, we'll know more definitely after they. They play Louisville. But, hey, Jeff, we got to go. We're up against it. We got to get to a break.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.
Thanks. Have a good Thanksgiving. Thanks.
You too.
You too. Back with more on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
We all play a role in keeping our community safe.
Every day, we move in and out of each other's busy lives.
It's easy to take for granted all the little moments that make up our everyday.
Some are good,
others not so much.
But that's life.
It's when something doesn't seem quite right
that it's time to pay attention.
Because only you know what's not supposed to be in your everyday.
So protect your everyday.
If you see something suspicious, say something to local authorities.
Luxury doesn't happen by accident. It takes expertise and attention to detail. Scheller Automotive deals in luxury. Mercedes, Land Rover, Porsche, BMW, Jaguar. Scheller has over 50 years of experience fixing and maintaining luxury vehicles. And Scheller has the only factory-trained Mercedes technicians in the market. Call 225-6277 or SchellerAutoRepairLexington.com. We can do it all. So make us your first and only call.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter.
A lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
That's just one adoption story that started at a shelter. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Whether it's a natural disaster devastating thousands or a home fire affecting a family, the American Red Cross is there. I'm Jennifer Adrio, CEO of the Kentucky Region Red Cross. Help us as we celebrate 100 years in Kentucky. Contact your local Red Cross today.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300. WLXG Lexington. And LM Communications Broadcasting Station.
I'm Christine Lisi. Here's what's happening. Jaguars running back Leonard Fournette will test his injured ankle in pregame warmups before the team determines if he'll play today against the Browns, reports ESPN's Adam Schefter. A contract extension for Commissioner Roger Goodell expected to be completed before the December 13th owners' meetings. Not a whole lot will probably change when the new college football playoff rankings are released on Tuesday. All of the top 10 teams won in the same week for the first time in the playoff era. Alabama, Clemson, Miami, Oklahoma all expected to remain in the top four. The win over Michigan slightly improving Wisconsin's resume. The Badgers probably, though, stay at 5, but the playoff committee needs to give them a little more credit because of the play of their defense and special teams throughout the season, notes ESPN's Jonathan Vilma.
We always said that they start slow and then they end up winning these games some way, form, or fashion, and this is no different. It's a better opponent in Michigan. But this is something that I would hope the committee is watching and saying there are other ways to win games than just blowing your opponent out. You're going to have to find ways on special teams and on defense if your offense can't get it going.
Our Jonathan Vilma, the new rankings released Tuesday, 7 Eastern on ESPN TV and the ESPN app. UCF coach Scott Frost disputing a report he's close to taking a job to replace Mike Riley as the head coach of Nebraska, his alma mater. The end of an era today in Homestead, Florida, as Dale Earnhardt Jr. will race in his final NASCAR Cup Series race. The highest finisher from among Martin Truex Jr., Kyle Busch, Kevin Harvick, and Brad Keselowski will win the Cup Championship. Truex Jr. starts from the second spot.
Hey, it's Russillo. Monday, Tim Hasovic, Ryan Clark, and another weekend in the NFL. And Booger, after this weekend's action in college football, how will that impact the rankings? The Russillo Show. starting at 1 Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Shouldn't you have a checking account that makes your life easier? Introducing Easy Checking from Republic Bank. Relax with no minimum balance or monthly maintenance fees. Easily send money through our app with Mobile Pop Money. Log into your account by scanning your finger or eye with your smartphone. And for easy access to your money, you can use 85,000 surcharge-free ATMs worldwide. Easy Checking for your hard-earned money. We're Republic Bank, and it's just easier here. $50 required to open checking account. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
Come on, we're going to be late.
Sorry, I can't go. I have to get my oil change. I've been putting it off for too long.
So, we can go right after. The oil change will only take 10 minutes.
Are you kidding? It'll take way longer than that.
Not if you go to Exhaust Pro Speedy Lube, the home of the 10-minute speedy oil change.
Seriously, 10 minutes?
10 minutes. They have two drive-up bays at each location just for oil changes. And they won't talk you into repairs you don't need. All those guys have been there forever, so they know what they're doing. But if you do need repairs, they have a full-service garage in the same building.
Yeah, my check engine light has been coming on and off for a couple of weeks. Maybe they can help with that.
They sure can. And whatever the problem, you better believe they can fix it. I've been trusting them with my car for years, and they do it all. And you never need an appointment.
Sweet. I'm on my way to Exhaust Pro Speedy Lube. Wait, where are they?
Boston Road just off Man of War, Versailles Road across from the Pepsi plant, or Winchester Road at the Circle.
We're Exhaust Pro Speedy Lube. Exhaust Pro Speedy Lube.
This is Bud, and I'm here to make sure you don't become that guy. You know, that guy that caused you to miss the big game. That guy who left you without water. Or that guy who cut your internet service. All because he didn't click or call 2 days before he started digging. Don't you be that guy. Click before you dig. Go to 811now.com. It's quick and easy. Or dial 811. Don't be that guy who broke the law.
Lina's Irish Bar and Grill is under new local ownership and is now open for lunch. Serving locally sourced, delicious Kentucky food, we butcher, cure, and smoke our pastrami in-house, and our world-famous O'Round Burger will have you licking your lips and coming back for more. If it's a beer you want, there's over 20 craft beers on tap and drink specials throughout the week. Check out our Facebook page for our weekly live music schedule. And here at Lina's, we are the home of soccer in Lexington. Our unique atmosphere is the best in town and the only spot to cheer on the Cats. Lina's Irish Bar and Grill, located just off of UK's campus at 384 Woodland Avenue, locally owned, Kentucky proud.
I am sick up and fed watching my friends and relatives dying of cancer. It's pure evil, folks, and we all know that feeling very well. Then along comes a product that has been proven to be at least 95% safer than that smoking gun you're putting in your mouth a couple of hundred times a day, and people are too scared to try it? Or maybe they have tried it and gave it a half a shot and went back to setting tobacco on fire again? I don't get it. I've been there, done that. I'm a 37-year veteran smoker myself, and I cannot comprehend ever smoking again. Please, I'm begging you, stop in the Magic Vapor Shop, try it before you buy it, and you can leave here smoke-free for the rest of your life. We've done this tens of thousands of times, folks, and have shown people a way away from tobacco forever. Magic Vapor Shops are located in London, Corbin, Somerset, Nicholasville, Georgetown, and Winchester, or you can go online anytime at www.magicvaporshop.com.
Jimmy John's World's Greatest Gourmet Sandwich is Ed speaking.
Yes, I need a sandwich delivery right away.
What kind of sandwich?
I don't care. Just get it to 215 Elm Street right now.
I'm on my way!
Jimmy John's.
Thanks for getting here so fast.
You're welcome, sir. Here's your sandwich. By the way, did you know your house is on fire?
That's why I called Jimmy John's.
Fire makes you hungry?
No, I knew you'd get here fast. Grab a bucket.
We're going to need more than two guys, sir.
You're right. What'll we do?
Leave it to me, sir.
Hello?
Hello, boss? Send everyone you got to 215 Elm.
Okay.
Doesn't matter what kind of sandwich, sir. I'll explain later.
Right.
Thank you, sir.
Jimmy John's.
Come in. Sir, did you know your house is on fire?
Yes, I did. Grab a bucket.
Jimmy John's.
Come in.
Sir, did you know your house is on fire?
Yes, I did. Grab a bucket.
Jimmy John's.
Come in.
Sir, did you know?
Yes, I did. Grab a bucket.
Jimmy John's.
Come in.
Sir, did you?
Yes, I did. Grab a bucket.
Fire department.
Come in.
Sir, did you know your...
It's okay, Captain. We got it handled. Care for a sandwich?
Thanks, but tell me something.
Shoot.
Why didn't you call the fire department first?
I did.
Order Jimmy John's sandwich delivery today. Jimmy John's, where fresh and fast meet.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show. On ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Give us a call at 381-1313 or tweet us at ESPN Radio Lex. Now here's Dan Reaper and Mary Jo Perino.
We were talking earlier about Baker Mayfield's classlessness on the field.
Yes.
And then we discussed your poor judgment in purchasing NFL color rush jerseys. And so now we have the geniuses down at in Oxford, Mississippi, who were working the game at Vaught-Hemingway Stadium and control the you know, the stadium scoreboard. So Tommy Tuberville, who left Ole Miss in the middle of the night to become the coach at Auburn.
Yes.
So they hate him.
Yes.
Because Ole Miss was doing just fine, and he's like, I'm dancing with the better-looking chick up the road.
Yep.
And so he left them high and dry. They all hate Tommy Tuberville in Oxford.
Yes.
So I don't know what they thought, but in a close game, I think it's tied at halftime, but it's a close game.
It was close the whole, the whole way, right?
Yeah. Second half, the stadium crew pulls out an old video of Tuberville saying, are you ready, leading the are you ready cheer that I'm sure they ran back when he was the head coach.
Mm-hmm.
And the crowd erupted in boos. Meanwhile, Tuberville is in the broadcast booth for ESPN seeing this all unfold in front of him. Good grief. Just stupid.
I wonder if Tuberville said anything about it on the air, because I wasn't watching that game with any sort of...
I watched some of it. I didn't see that part, and I did not hear that he wanted to be the, what, Texas Tech AD? You heard that?
Texas Tech or Auburn? Where is there an AD opening at? Is it Auburn?
Yes.
Yeah.
Jay Jacobs is leaving Auburn. He said Auburn, really?
Yeah.
Mm. I was there in Georgia covering Auburn when the clandestine meeting between Auburn's brass and Bobby Petrino happened.
All right. Yeah.
And
I thought that never happened.
And I was at the press conference where Tommy Tuberville is in tears saying that he's not leaving Auburn because they treated him horribly, horribly. And he had Auburn wasn't having the season they wanted.
Yeah.
And it was going into the Iron Bowl. It was Iron Bowl week, which is big. I mean, huge. My station in Georgia, in Columbus, Georgia, which is very close to Auburn, and a station in, I think, Birmingham, would simulcast a joint effort of the Iron Bowl pregame, which was a four-hour locally produced pregame. You imagine that? 4 hours of local television, no national at all locally produced stuff. So I put together like an Auburn season recap. And I think I did a story on Brandon Jacobs. Because he was actually one of the running backs for Auburn back then. And they had Cadillac Williams and Ronnie Brown. So Brandon Jacobs wound up leaving. But anyway, he played the violin. So I did an interview about that anyway. Because he's a big old beast of a dude.
Yeah, he really is.
To see him playing the violin was that tender side, Brandon Jacobs. So anyway, Tuberville has just done dirty. I mean, it all comes out that they're meeting behind your back to get you fired and get your replacement in here. And so it was really on him about, well, should I just leave because you guys are jerks? Or do you even want me here? What's the deal? So they all came together and Tuberville comes out there through tears like, it's great to be a part of the Auburn family. You know, the Auburn family. That's what it's all about down there. The Auburn family. Like, yeah, whatever. The Auburn family, those people are crazy. They're nuts. They're absolutely nuts. It just makes, if you see, have you seen the commercial where they had like the War Eagle commercial? It was out a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's like everywhere you go, War Eagle, War Eagle, brother. It's like.
It's the same way with Roll Tide.
Yeah.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide doesn't bother me as much, though. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. The War Eagle thing, I don't know. It gets on my nerves. Like, War Eagle, shut up!
Gosh, that game is this weekend.
Yeah.
And One versus six. I mean.
And I really don't care who wins. I'm not an Auburn hater. It's just that War Eagle thing just gets on my nerves, that thing. But anyway.
Is there more implications in one game than that game this weekend?
I know.
All right, go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, well, so Tuberville, they treat him that way, and all he does is win, like, the next, oh, I think 17 straight games. He goes out and beats Alabama. And then they go 13-0 and go to the Sugar Bowl. And they get snubbed. They get left out of the national championship. They still go 13-0 and win the Sugar Bowl. That team was – Jason Campbell was the quarterback. Yeah. And like I said, Cadillac Williams and Ronnie Brown. And gosh, Carlos Dansby still plays football. He was a linebacker on that team. He was on – was it with the Cardinals, Arizona Cardinals? Yeah. Anyway, Carlos Rogers. We heard Eddie Graham say that the only player he can ever remember that never got tired was Carlos Rogers when Eddie Graham was at Auburn. Like, Eddie Graham was there, too. But anyway, bad judgment down in Oxford to troll Tommy Tuberville like that. All right, so
not as bad as my color rush, I don't think.
So what do you think happens in that game, Alabama-Auburn?
I'll be honest. I think Alabama's had a couple of games where they've – that Mississippi State game especially.
Mm-hmm.
They have had so many injuries this year. I think that's something that's overlooked. Like, their linebacking core is decimated.
Right.
Now – I mean, when you're Alabama, the luxury is, guess what? Your third guy on the depth chart is probably better than most other guys at that position across the country. But he's not practicing with the ones. He's not, you know, what I'm like, he still has to be brought up to speed, and he's still obviously not the best one on your team, or he'd have been playing already.
Right.
I kind of like Auburn to pull off the upset here.
It's at Jordan-Hare, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jordan-Hare Stadium?
I think.
I'm pretty sure it is. Brad, do you know? Is it at Jordan-Hare? It's funny. When I moved down there, Jordan is spelled like Jordan.
Yeah.
Jordan. So I called it Jordan-Hare. Somebody's like, no, it's Jordan-Hare. You're saying Jordan. It's Jordan-Hare. I was like, oh, okay. There's a high school in Columbus, Georgia called Jordan, spelled Jordan. There is a guy who, is famous, the Realtree Outdoors guy. His name is Bill Jordan. I guess it comes from Shug Jordan was the name of the coach of Auburn from years ago. So it's baffling to me, all this Jordan.
It's at Auburn, yeah.
So it is at Jordan Air.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm down there, I'm like, so do you guys call Michael Jordan, Michael Jordan? They're like, no, he's still Michael Jordan. I was like,
don't care about basketball at all down here.
Exactly. That's it. So I'm like, how do you know which to go with? How do you know if it's Jordan or Jordan? Like, I don't know. You just know.
you just know.
Jordan-Hare Stadium, but he's Michael Jordan. All right. Anyway, let's take a break. And then when we come back, let's talk basketball. The Cats played Friday night. They play tomorrow night against Troy. They play again on Wednesday. We'll talk about these Cats and hear from Calipari next on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show will return after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Shouldn't you have a checking account that makes your life easier? Introducing Easy Checking from Republic Bank. Relax with no minimum balance or monthly maintenance fees. Easily send money through our app with Mobile Pop Money. Log into your account by scanning your finger or eye with your smartphone. And for easy access to your money, you can use 85,000 surcharge-free ATMs worldwide. Easy Checking for your hard-earned money. We're Republic Bank, and it's just easier here. $50 required to open checking account. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
Attention warehouse personnel. McLane Company is hiring for full-time third shift forklift operator and warehouse selectors for their grocery distribution center in Cumberland. McLane warehouse teammates have energy, enthusiasm, and a passion to problem solve. And they're looking for more of it. McLane offers great starting pay, an industry-leading 401k with company match, and generous benefits. If you desire steady full-time work with a competitive hourly rate, then visit McLane Cumberland Jobs.
McLeanCumberlandJobs.com to learn more. That's McLeanCumberlandJobs.com. McLean Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Driving means
freedom,
exploration,
fun,
pride,
flexibility,
travel,
protection,
ability,
friendship,
escape,
control. Independence.
Distracted driving means
danger,
recklessness,
irresponsible,
chaos,
police,
devastation,
injury,
tears, death.
Safe driving means staying alert and staying alive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Every year, football fans pull up to Raising Cane's drive-thru. Game day ready.
Chicken, chicken, chicken. Which combo are you picking?
Can I get a 2-box extra sauce and toast? Hydrated. Idaho, Idaho. Tailgate to go.
So that's 2-box combos with extra cane sauce and Texas toast, crinkle cut fries with 2 fresh squeezed lemonades, and a 25-finger tailgate?
You nailed it!
Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love. Your tailgate headquarters. One love for the game.
Attention, potential employees. Don't forget to bring your jock and high tops to the interview. Appearances count. ESPN Sports Radio 1300. This is the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
So let's flip it over to basketball. We haven't talked basketball yet this hour. To recap, Friday night, ETSU led for more than 14 minutes of the game against Kentucky. UK finally took control late second half, first half into the second half. But also Kentucky committed a season-high 22 turnovers, coming off those 18 against Kansas. UK was 3 of 15 from the free throw line.
I mean, that's crazy. I am literally better than that.
The 20% free throw percentage, the worst in 22 years. UK gave up 19 offensive rebounds. This was after Kansas beat them on the offensive glass 15-1 in the first half last week. Positives, Quade Green, 21 points, 3 of 5 from 3. He took the game over for a stretch. Kevin Knox had his first double-double as a Wildcat, 17-10. He was 4 of 7 from outside. Sasha Kalia Jones continued to look like the improved player, because you don't want the Kansas game to be an anomaly. He needs to do it again and again and again. Mm-hmm. And he had 8 rebounds for a second straight game, at least 8 rebounds. PJ Washington was back, 12 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, a block, 6 of 8 shooting. He was 0 of 5 from the free throw line.
Mm-hmm. Someone had to be when you're 3 of 15. So.
And Sasha Kalia, I mean, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, 6 assists to 2 turnovers. So he had those 6 turnovers against Kansas. He cut those down, but the rest of the team picked up the slack for him. And then UK's defense was still what we thought it was. They able to hold ETSU to 27.8% shooting in the second half, 32.4% for the game. So here is Calipari's takeaway from his opening comment and what he thought about the game.
We just got so far to go. I got to watch the tape. I mean, when you're shooting hooks at the free throw line instead of free throws and you go 3 for 15, when you are playing to get a basket versus playing for our team to score, it's what it looks like. And give them credit. There's another team that won 27 games this year or last year, and going to want to win a ton of games. And I watched their stuff and their tape and was very impressed with Steve and the job he's doing. Their big guys look better than our big guys. And one kid walked off, why didn't you recruit me? Yeah, I probably should have. I mean, you know, this is all good. I knew we'd have a letdown after Kansas. But it just shows they're not mature enough to figure all this out, and that every game matters, and you're being evaluated personally and us as a team every game we play. And, you know, guys went out, and I'm just going to go get mine. And when you do that, you just don't look like a very good basketball player. You look like, does he really get it? We had a lot of that kind of play today. Even in the end, I mean, how about just make easy plays? There's a lob, but I got to do a wraparound. Why would you do that? Because I had to show everybody this wraparound. They don't know that I have this in my repertoire. Really. You could have thrown a lob, and the guy dunked it right there, but you threw it away, and then you went and told the guy he should have caught it. Really? We had a bunch of those today, too.
Oh, the frustration in his voice.
Just the general malaise of thinking, boy, this might be a long one.
Yeah. You get that sense.
But I do, I'm not on a this team is going to stink kind of a thing here. Has there been any word about when we might see Jared Vanderbilt?
Well, you know, he's supposed to begin practicing probably this week or next. He said toward the end of the month. Well, this week and next is the end of the month. So within the next 10 to, 14 days, the expectation was that he would return to practice. Now, he's been out there shooting around before games, but nothing like that kind of game shot movement, just out there kind of getting loose, maybe.
Yeah.
You know? You just wonder for Calipari, when you hear him like that, how long can he continue to do it? Like, how long is he willing to do this? I mean, the one and done thing has got to
change. Well, it's going to end.
Yeah, it has to change soon for him to stay at Kentucky for several more years.
Well, no, but it's going to. I mean, Adams, the NBA is on the verge of getting rid of it.
But just how quickly does that happen? Does it happen in time for next season or the season after? And then do they just...
I think it might be next season, Dan.
Really?
I really believe there is enough of a push. Now...
it needs to happen for Calipari's health.
Are there guys that... I don't know that. I mean, that makes it tough because there's going to be plenty of guys, right, that are on the fence that are going to commit somewhere and then decide as they get better or get more people talking to them, I'm actually going to go straight to the NBA.
Well, I think that's what the ad hoc committee is for, though, and is to figure it out and come up with something. Think ahead. Look ahead. Know that there's going to be a situation where a kid is committed to you, and then all of a sudden he's in the draft. Figure something out where he can be in the draft, and if he doesn't like it, like baseball, you can get drafted, and you can go, I don't care for that. I'm going to go ahead and go to school. And nothing, but there's so much of this.
But there's only two rounds of the NBA draft,
right.
So you can get drafted in the 20th round of Major League Baseball and decide,
There were 15 or 16 that came out after 1 year of school last year. It's the most ever. So you figure of those 15, that would be the number last year that would be going straight from high school to the pros. You would think that would be approximately the amount of guys who would say, yeah, I think I can go. But they have to have a system in place to let them know it's either going to work out for you or it's not. But I think
I just don't think you know till you go there, Dan, because, listen, Anthony Davis was the National Player of the Year, the first overall pick in the draft, has been, aside from injuries. And by the way, he just got his third concussion this week.
Third.
Aside from injuries, he's been an absolute force in the NBA. He's been dominant. I don't think he would have been that good immediately without that year of college. I think he needed that year of college.
I think Karl Anthony Towns did too.
I think Karl Anthony, I think John Wall could have gone straight to the NBA and probably been fine. I think DeMarcus Cousins probably could have gone and been okay. But that's all hindsight. You know, that's all looking back on it now. But you don't know. I mean, you just don't know. Like, you knew LeBron James was going to be fine.
There's what doesn't happen for you in the NBA is you don't get to go and be one of the guys that the team is looking to right away. Like, Anthony Davis had time to develop as a starter in college basketball, the way Karl Anthony Towns did. So by the end of the year, you're trying to feed it to him, you know, every time down in the tournament. But that you don't get that chance your first season in the NBA. You know what I mean? You don't get that chance to develop that way. So I think that's maybe what they're doing with the G League, is trying to make that the place you develop that first year. So if you want to come, so if Anthony Davis does want to go straight to the pros, he doesn't go to the NBA team and they try to do what Lonzo Ball is doing or whatever, you know? So I don't know. I don't know how they're going to work, but it sounds like they're going to try to make the G League that first year of college.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of understand that's where
it's
going.
Where you're just focused on basketball and not the other stuff that you have to in college. Yeah,
exactly. And I do think you've got to give them a chance that if they don't like it, like,
because of course, if that doesn't pan out.
Yeah. So if you get picked in the second round and you're the 55th overall pick, then you should have a chance to say, I'm gonna go to college then. I'm gonna do that. And then make it a 2-year or 3-year deal. Like, you can't just go 1 year and then go. If you're gonna commit to college, you gotta commit for at least 2 years.
Well, yeah, I don't think there will be a 1-year rule at all. Like, that'll be gone. Mm-hmm. So I don't think there's gonna be an option of just go for one. I think it's gonna be you go straight out.
Or you go to college.
Or you go to college.
And then you wait until after your sophomore season before you're eligible to come out?
I don't know what they're... But they so desperately want to get rid of the one and done, I can't imagine they're going to make that then a choice. But
well, college baseball, college football. For college baseball, it's you go straight out of high school to the pros, or you go to college. If you go to college...
You're there for 3 years.
3 years, and then you can choose again. For football, you can't go until after your junior season to go out to the NFL draft. I don't know. Barry Sanders was able to go after his sophomore year. I don't know why, how he got that to work.
Because he's Barry Sanders.
But he was 3 years removed from high school or something. Okay, so Maurice Claret, didn't he something? He tried and it didn't work out. But anyway, what I'm saying is the model already exists in baseball and football. So why not basketball? I think that would work out best for everyone. Some guys aren't into school, don't need school. You know what I mean?
Well, I think football is also more of a safety concern and just a general, I don't know that your body is physically ready to compete with what is happening at the NFL level.
All right, look, Dennis from Berea is on the line. We'll get to you right after this, a break here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Is this the real life? Fantasy caught in a landslide.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show will return after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Wildcat Moving, the only moving company locally owned and managed by University of Kentucky MBA graduates. Wildcat Moving, ranked number one in Kentucky on Angie's List since 2012. Top 5% in the country, they are trustworthy with a Better Business Bureau A+ rating. Wildcat Moving pays their movers better than anyone else, so they can recruit and retain the best and the brightest. Happy movers make happy customers. Wildcat Moving, the best in the bluegrass by far. Wildcatmoving.com.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
I'm often asked to describe myself. It's an interesting question. For over 30 years, my fights have been against giants, insurance companies, the makers of unsafe products, tobacco and pharmaceutical companies, BP in the great oil spill, and companies who defraud consumers and their own employees.
I fight the powerful for the powerless, and our results speak for themselves. We have recovered billions and billions and billions of dollars for our clients. $1.2 billion in one case alone. I risk millions of dollars of my own money in case costs fighting these wrongdoers. I spent $10 million in Florida to pass a constitutional amendment to allow sick and injured people to use medical marijuana. I would describe myself as a fighter who hates to lose. If you want a fighter, call me on your cell phone at Pound Law. That's #529. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Offices, Lexington.
Black Friday blowout prices on everything you need for your ride at Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters. The lowest prices on accessories for all makes and models of cars, trucks, and SUVs throughout the entire store, like remote car starts and every brand of truck bed covers, tires, wheels, and Jeep accessories. At Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters, spray-on bed liners, toolboxes, backup cameras, and even car stereos are at Black Friday blowout prices right now. We beat most internet prices and always crush the competition in price and quality. So call or stop in and compare. Just in time for the holidays, gift certificates are available in any denomination. Perfect for the gift of window tinting or remote car starts. It's the huge Black Friday blowout, where most internet prices are crushed and great gift certificates are available on all products. Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters, behind Aurora Pools and Spas, just off West New Circle.
You don't have to wear a cup to work here, but trust me, it's a good idea. ESPN Sports Radio 1300. WLXG Lexington. This is the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
All right, 381-1313 if you want to get in here. Dennis has been waiting patiently. Thank you, Dennis, and good morning.
Good morning. How's everybody?
We're good, Dennis.
Good. That's good. Early family Thanksgiving dinners is like sitting there watching the Cleveland Browns play over and over. It's a twilight zone. You're talking about this, and this is such a touchy situation because, first of all, there's only two rounds in basketball.
Right.
Yeah.
60 players.
60 players. Now, do you turn around? And this is something the NBA really needs to think out because, you know, once they declare for the draft, and they get drafted. Now, do you let them go back to school because now they're considered professionals?
And because I would think beforehand, you've got to have an agent.
I mean, that's the best way for you to, like, who's gonna book all your workouts? Who's gonna take care of all your travel arrangements and all that stuff? Are you, as a basketball player who's been catered to and told how great you are and all that stuff, who knows what your family situation is? Anyway, you're 17. 18. Are you going to be able to do all that stuff? I mean, yes, I'm not saying they're incapable of it, but it's just not normal 18-year-old stuff. So an agent is there on your behalf working to get you the best draft position and doing the things that he knows that scouting GMs look for.
That's why it's hard to have that take back.
Yeah.
Because I do think you have to, if you're going to go the NBA draft route, you're going to have an agent.
And once you get an agent, they give you money to buy the best looking suit you can get, and you can buy a car ahead of time. Remember LeBron driving to school in that Hummer?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that? Wasn't it a Hummer that he got? So they're going to give you an advance. Once that happens, you can't go to college.
Now, do you go as far as deferring the money that would be paid for to go into a certain account for the player?
Yeah, I've heard that one too.
Do you go as far as saying, okay, we're gonna, you know, let you, you know, we're gonna send you to the D League? And first of all, I think that's the greatest idea because it lets them feel what it's like to go on a bus instead of a plane.
yeah.
It lets you know that the Motel Sixes aren't like the Ritz Carlton or the Ramada, but the holdup is professional status, amateur status, because pretty much it's going to be where, okay, but you have to give us 3 years. But now, after 3 years, that player is already going to be 21 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that kind of old to go back to college?
Well, and I don't know. What is the proposed salary for
I don't know. They would have to change it. Because
right now it's so small.
Right now, it's $25,000 a year.
Yeah.
That's what Dakari Johnson was making. $25,000 a year. Now that's tough. But if you really love this and you're really going, I mean, the sacrifices, just the simple sacrifices I have made in my own life to do this right here. All right, mm-hmm. As a youngster. If you
was making no money, yeah.
If you're getting a chance to make millions to play basketball, I would think that you could handle making $25,000 a year for a couple years if that's what it takes, right?
It'll teach them how to budget. Actually, it'll teach them how to budget their money. It'll teach them knowing. And I feel, and here's what another point is: if say Cleveland Cavaliers drafted Quade Green. Okay, say he was coming right out of high school. Then I feel it should be the Cavaliers' responsibility to also provide his education as well for the first few years.
Well, that's what baseball does. They say, look, you got a free scholarship. Anytime you want to go to school, we pay for it. That's kind of how that's one of their selling points is, look, come and start your baseball career now. If you're worried about it not working out and you want your education, we'll pay for it.
You know, most minor league players don't make a whole ton of money either.
No,
you know?
They don't. They get a signing bonus, a lot of them, for the first rounders and stuff, like $1 million signing bonus or two or whatever. And then that gives them some money to work with. But what would, and I'm just thinking out loud here, what would be wrong with allowing a high schooler who wants to enter the draft to have an agent, and then once that's done and it doesn't work out, to then go to school? Like, if you're accepting impermissible benefits, and it's not coming from a school, it's just coming from an agent on your behalf for the NBA draft, what would be wrong with that? As long as there's no ties to any school with it.
And also
but how do you keep there from not being ties to any schools? I mean, we're going through this whole FBI thing right now. I just don't know how you keep that from happening.
And also, the NBA needs to get with the European leagues, because these kids could shoot off to the European league, and then they could stay there their whole careers. I mean, this is really like a catch-22 situation that I don't even want to be a part of, but I don't know. But I was just wondering how you guys feel about this, the teams getting more involved to take more control of a proactive approach. Fine, if we're going to draft Quade, he's going to be part of our team, and he's going to go to the developmental league for a few years to get seasoned. We will provide his college education of his choice. We will provide him everything. And this way, the kid's being set up for more success than failure.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what you're forgetting, Dennis, is that is taking these professional organizations, which are businesses, and asking them to just really care for each individual kid and be willing to spend the money on them. And maybe it works out, maybe it doesn't. I don't think that they've got tons of money. Of course, they probably could do that, but financially and business wise, that's not a good decision for them. To me, it's not, because there's another kid that's going to come through the next year, and he's probably going to be better. Why am I going to put $200,000 into Quade Green's education if I'm not going to probably play him? I don't know.
Especially
I just think that's a lot of money.
If you give them a 3-year guaranteed contract, you know, if they wind up being a lottery pick or first round pick, if you're one of the first 30 picks, you have 3 years guaranteed money. That like, it's already been bargained with the collective bargaining agreement, Players Association. Each slot has a dollar figure attached to it for year one, year two, and year three of the contract, and that money is guaranteed. So whatever happens to you, break your leg, basketball career's over, whatever, at that point, you've got the money. So if you want your education, they're probably like, well, you pay for it. We just gave you millions of dollars for 3 years. You figure it out.
You guys have a good weekend.
Hey, thanks, happy Dennis. Thanksgiving, Dennis. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
There's really so much to this.
There's a lot.
There really is so much to this.
There's no way I've got the answers for this.
I don't think anyone does. But I, you know, I guess I'm not a giant fan, I guess, of one and done, but it really does not bother me. It really doesn't.
There are some things that bother me a little bit about it, and it's nothing big. It's not like, it's just I miss seeing kids in college for 2-3 years where you get to know them. You know, they become real stars, like back in the days of like Stacey Augmon and Larry Johnson and those guys at UNLV, or like, you know, Rex Chapman was only here for 2 years. J.R. Reed the same. They left after their sophomore seasons.
Yeah, I
but
mean,
you just
that's...
miss those guys like a David Robinson or Tim Duncan and these seniors and the quality of basketball. Because the stuff that UK is doing now, it's just athletes out there showing off their skills. The basketball stuff doesn't look that great. Didn't look that great Kansas, Kentucky. You know, when they learn to play and do it the right way, you know, learn everything that Calipari wants them to learn, then it looks sharp and it makes the game better. It's more, you know, fun to watch. But when it's 22 turnovers, and you know, it gets a little sloppy. And then you don't have to, like this basketball season started, we were watching, I don't know, the Vermont game. And my wife's asking me, okay, which one is he? Who is that guy?
Yeah, I don't have an emotional connection with any of these guys yet.
Right.
But I had a huge emotional connection with John Wall and DeMarcus Cousins and Anthony Davis and Karl Anthony Towns, and I still do, and all those guys were only here 1 year.
But then they're gone. That's it.
I know, but I still...
Yeah.
But it didn't take away from... Yeah, of course I'd wanted to see them longer, but it didn't take away from me... Eventually, they all leave. Like,
well, yeah.
Yeah. Karl Anthony Towns isn't going to be here when he's 36. So whenever he does leave, you're going to miss him and wish he was still around because he's awesome. But I think that's a selfish fan thing. Like,
yeah,
we
that's
like
what
that.
It is. That's exactly what it is for me. Yeah. I'm not nothing against them. I'm just saying for me personally,
right.
It would be nice to see John Wall in school for 3 years. That would just be cool, that you know.
To know he was coming back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially after, like, you losing the Elite Eight like they did.
Yeah.
If you knew that team was coming back.
Right.
All bets off. Obviously, they win the national championship.
Yeah.
No questions asked. But I don't know. I also have never had a greater interest in the NBA than I do now. And I don't know that that's because of Kentucky players in it or because the NBA in general as a product is much better than it was maybe 10 years ago.
It's like a wave of players came through that changed it.
Look, like, Kyrie Irving, did he really – he never really played at Duke, right?
No, five games or something maybe.
I mean
– Yeah. Yeah, but I think the effect of it has changed the game. So if you have a handful – of one and dones, and they're really good, and then that happens year after year after year after year, then some of the best players in the entire sport of college basketball are going to be freshmen. If you go back to they stay in college 2-3 years, then that changes a little bit, and that John Wall as a freshman is so much better as a junior that the next John Wall as a freshman is not as good as the John Wall that's a junior. You know what I'm saying? So it changes the game so that those freshmen aren't the best players every year. The freshmen that would have been those best players that are juniors now are the best players. Does that make sense?
It does.
And so then when they get to the NBA, of course they are a better player. John Wall 3 years after. And so he enters the NBA and it doesn't take him 5 years to become this level superstar. Some of those will happen. Like a LeBron James. It only takes... Right away.
Well, and I think John Wall, if he wasn't, I mean, he went to a terrible team that had awful guys around him and a messed up coaching circle and all that stuff.
Right.
I think John Wall was good instantly.
Yeah.
I really do.
Mm-hmm.
I think he would have been good right out of high school. He's not LeBron, but nobody is, so that's fine. I don't know. I always look at it as if it were my son or if it were me or whatever. And man, you go take that money. Take it, run, change your life, play basketball, have a ball.
Yeah. I think they should have the option. I think they shouldn't be forced to go to college for 1 year if they don't want to. Like I said,
But then should they be forced to go for 3 years?
Yeah, if you're not good enough to go to the NBA right away, then that's the risk you take. If you want to go to the G League, do that. But if you do go to college, you should have to commit to it for more than 1 year. Yeah. I don't know if it has to be 3 or it needs to be 2. just whatever they think, you know, they come up with, that I think they'll come up with a good solution for it. Because I do think if you go, like I said a minute ago, if that's your dream and you don't want to go to school and you think you're good enough, then go make $25,000 a year in the G League until you make it, or go overseas. The opportunity is there. And yes, when you're that young, you could make a dumb decision. But like I said, if you've got the drive, you can do it. You can live on $25,000 a year. It's not like you have to pay for every game you travel to. You get a per diem for food. You're staying in a hotel room that they pay for. So you're not really paying for rent every month necessarily. You know what I mean? They have housing for them in that town as well, wherever the
team is.
So you heard me talk about the Columbus, Georgia job. I took that for $27,000 a year. I left Kentucky and moved down to Columbus, Georgia for $27,000 a year. Those are hard times, brother.
Oh, yeah.
You make sacrifices. You just do. You make sacrifices to do what you want to do. And if it's playing basketball for millions of dollars, I think you figure it out. All right. Who we got on the line? Jack. Jack is on here. Good morning, Jack. How you doing?
I wasn't going to call today, but full disclosure, you're getting on this philosophy of one and done. Full disclosure, since Calipari got here, I have viewed Kentucky basketball as the D League or slash G League.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people are sick and tired, and there is an emotional attachment. I grew up watching Givens and Lee and Roby and Phillips and all these guys. I mean, and when Senior and Greavy and Jimmy Dan Connor, when Senior Day was really emotional.
Yeah.
And people, I think they're getting really, I think it's getting under their skin now. These guys are here. It's like they stay at the Red Roof Inn and they're gone after 7 months. You don't get to know them. You don't get to see them in the mall and say, hey, how you doing? I'd like to have an autograph. This is take a picture with my son with me. I think people, and Mary Jo, maybe you've seen it, or Dan, maybe you've heard this too as you go out and about during the course of the day or the week. Do you hear more people talking about what so-and-so does in the NBA than what the heck they did at Kentucky?
Like,
all I hear about is girls. Did you see what Devin Booker did?
Right.
I
hear that more about what the NBA guys are doing. Yeah,
than what they did at Kentucky.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, it's. I really think, maybe this is just me, but I really think people are really souring on this now, more than they even maybe imagine.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you just said is part of the reason why I don't necessarily think that, because they're still concerned. They still want to know what Devin Booker did in the NBA. They still talk about, John Wall had a triple-double last night. Do you see what DeMarcus Cousins did? And people are still talking about them long after they leave, even if they were only here 1 year. So I do think that emotional attachment still exists.
Well, I don't know if it's an emotional attachment, Mary Jo, because Devin Booker's been longer with the Phoenix Suns than he was at Kentucky.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and then you get one shot. You know, Devin Booker wasn't that Devin Booker here.
No, he wasn't.
He wasn't the same Devin Booker. He wasn't the guy who could score 60 points in a game. So,
well, Mark Stoyer wrote the article the day before yesterday, or I believe it was Friday, why is attendance down? Well, one of his areas of concern was the fact that people are getting fed up with this one-and-done nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
I don't disagree with that.
I don't either.
I think that I don't think you can ever blame low attendance or lower attendance on just one factor. There's always multiple.
Oh, there's a combination. Yeah, But I
wouldn't disagree that turns some people off.
And you asked me what are the things I don't like about it. There's another thing I don't like about it is you get one shot with these guys. And then if it ends in the, you know, Sweet 16, then that's that. They're gone. And now it's a new group that's got to start all over again with. That becomes tiresome to me that you start over every single year. It would be nice that you have, I mean, the 2012 team. That was awesome to have Deron Lamb and Terrence Jones back, and you've got Darius Miller on that team, and then you throw in a couple freshmen. That's the way I would like to see it, is you have a couple, three freshmen, something like that, that you depend on to be impact players, but the core of your group are guys that are returning that know what.
And I would argue that's exactly how John Calipari wants it.
Well, yeah.
It just doesn't always happen that way, but I don't think Cal
wants to start over fresh every single year. He doesn't.
No. Listen to him talk about it. He doesn't.
But he doesn't, but he does. I mean, it's not as if that he opens the front door to get the morning paper and there's five kids in swaddling clothes saying, oh, my God, I've got to raise these kids too.
Yeah, well, he prefers talent over experience. There's no doubt. I mean, his philosophy is, let me go get the best players, and that gives me the best chance to win. And I'm not gonna wait and see if...
if in 3 years he turns out to be really good.
Exactly.
I just don't think you need to get five Parade or McDonald's All-Americans in here, had them on the floor at once, and have no veterans, and your veteran player is Winyon Gabriel.
Mm-hmm. Right.
No, but I do think this year is an anomaly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I do. It is. Yes, it is.
Yeah. You know, and I think he, you know, I don't think Tyler Harrow, that kid that just signed with Kentucky, I don't know. I haven't seen.
Well, Devin Booker was in his range. You know what I'm saying? Like the number 35 player or whatever. Devin Booker was that, and he left it. Well,
from what I've seen so far, things may change, but relative to this year, you're going to see a lot of these guys coming back next year.
You would think, yeah.
Yeah, you would think.
And Nick Richards doesn't strike me today as a one and done.
No.
But.
No.
All right. Hey, thanks, Jack. We got to get the next call. Mark is on the line. Good morning, Mark. Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
Good morning. How are you all?
Hey, Mark.
Doing well.
Hey. You all mentioned Dakari a while ago.
Yes.
And, you know, a 7-footer wide body. And there may be coaches out there that we don't know about who, as long as I'm coached, he's going to be on my team. He's my buddy. He's going to work with Dakari every part of his game. And that's what it occurred to me, like a drill sergeant, like maybe tell new players, I'm no superstar. I work for a living. Maybe like that. But, hey, you know what I'd like to see? For these players who don't have a job lined up outside of sports, unless you want to do something else, we have all of your associate's degree classes for business management. That's what a lot of them do with some of their money, buy a restaurant just to see it fail. Just give them an idea about business management. They can take the classes together. You know, they feel like they're with their buddies, their family, they're comfortable. Mm-hmm. Maybe they'll learn business. Isn't that an associate's degree, business management? And I thought, 2 years, if they're going to stay 2 years, end up with some type of degree, and why not business management? Because that's what they'll be thinking about. Hey, he just bought a restaurant, or he just bought a pizza chain, or, you know, a pizza business.
Right.
So what do you think?
Well, then they'd be playing for Sullivan University. I don't think you can go to a major university and get an associate's degree, can you?
Yeah, BCTC is on UK's campus. I guess you could. They could figure something out. It's not like it's impossible to. Because you don't.
Well, maybe the class is toward business administration.
Right.
Like, I don't know.
Because, their first 2 years of college are the basics. You take all the basics and you might take one class per semester that pertains to your major. Or sometimes none. But it really, your junior and senior years are when you take the bulk of your courses that deal with your major. So.
Maybe the school could change it. Maybe the university wants the better players, and they want to put a program together like that. Maybe it's time for a change. So maybe they could do that. They have the power to do it, I'm sure, the administration. So just an idea. I don't know anything about college, so here I go talking about something I don't know anything about again.
That's what Sports Talk Radio is for.
Thanks, Mark.
Right. Thanks, Mark. All right, now we got to get the backstretch Mark on the line here. Thanks for calling. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, guys. I just got a comment. It's real quick. I know you got to go.
Yeah.
All right. So, everybody, you're so worried about these one and dones. Kyle Perry's just getting the best players he can get to make teams every year. And it's not his fault that some of these jokers like Orton and some of these dudes go, and then some of them develop good, of course. But, you know, we complained during Tubby years when he wouldn't get the ballers.
That's exactly
You know, and now we're getting the ballers now, and we complain. You know, you got to go with the flow. And then if one and done if this one and done is gone, Calipari still at Memphis was still developing teams and making teams. I'm sure we're going to be okay. You know, like this year, like everybody's saying, you know, some of these freshmen we get, they're really, this year's group of freshmen are truly freshmen.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're going to keep most of these guys, and we're going to get some ballers next year. And it's not his fault that guys go, but he does what he has to do. And, you know, 2012 was what happened, you know, when some guys stayed. We're going to have this next year. Just be patient.
And listen, if some of these guys do go, it means they've gotten a lot better, and we probably ended up being a pretty dang good team.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I can tell you, Kentucky fans ought to be excited for what's coming, because they end this one-and-done rule. Kentucky's going to benefit greatly if John Calipari's the head coach.
I tell you what kind of irks me. I don't know how much time we have left here.
Like less than a minute.
All right, never mind. I'll tell you what irks me next week.
Y'all have a good day, then.
Hey, thank you, Mark. Yes,
all right, so everybody have a great Thanksgiving week. Have a great UK Louisville week. Try not to be too mean to each other. It's just a game. Oh, did you see what the Louisville guy did, the football?
I sure did.
Yep.
He ain't got nothing on Baker Mayfield. Ain't got nothing on him.
Yep. Camera is always on.
Yep.
Should be a fun week. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.